song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. I'm Doug Duda, along with Big Daddy Tony Davis. Yeah, okay, let's start the show.
Yeah!
That's kind of a downer right there, ain't it? And Derek Stinson taking care of whatever it is he does behind us. It's Doug and Daddy Show.
I tell you, Doug, I'm sore this morning because yesterday afternoon I overturned two cars and lit a fire. I just did it. I wanted to be like the Europeans do after a big victory. I happened to be coming through Grand Island when the news, you know, when everybody heard the news, a 2-0 victory over Spain. Derek, the biggest soccer win in U.S. history.
Yeah, Alexi Lalas said it was top five. I wouldn't say it's the biggest just because it wasn't on one of the biggest stages, but it is a pretty big international tournament, and they were unbeaten in 35 games. They'd won 15 straight, number one team in the world, and the way the U.S. had been playing. I'm glad you guys didn't ask me about that on the show yesterday because I wouldn't have given them a chance.
I believe you
well,
told
because you're German. You hate America. I mean, look, you hate America. Whatever.
So. Okay, but I don't know. I guess I couldn't give you a top five of great American victories in soccer. I guess during one World Cup, didn't we tie Italy? Who went on to win?
What, we beat Portugal to advance?
Yeah, beat Portugal. I think we beat one of the Mexico City World Cup in the 80s. There was a big win. It skips my mind, too. But, yeah, lately that's the biggest win in several years.
I could not name one player until I said Landon Donovan. I said Freddie Adu, and they said, I don't think he plays. Landon Donovan's the only one that I remotely recognize, but
Josie Altidore and Clint Dempsey, they scored the goals. They will play Sunday against either the defending champion Brazil or the host South Africa.
They better hope South Africa wins.
South Africa. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Go Tigers! The LSU wins the national championship last night and did what they needed to do. Jumped on Texas, and the way it did work out, maybe not exactly what we had talked about, but LSU, the far superior starting pitcher last night. Texas really got put in a bad situation after start Cole Green. And it just, you knew what was going to happen. He gets shelled. I think Augie was hoping, I'll put this kid out there. Hopefully we can get three, maybe four innings. Then I'll get two from everybody else that's a stud on my team. And it didn't happen. Even though Texas did come back and tie it at four, this game was over.
The team that put the pressure on first won again. And that's the way it was. That was kind of the signature thing that stood out to me throughout every one of these College World Series games. Very few times that team that gets three or four on the board would fail to hold on down the stretch. A lot of times teams came back, but the team that scores first and applied the pressure seemed to win. You're right, LSU was much a better team overall. And heck, I think it came down to who had the better conference, and LSU, much the better conference in the SEC, period. They were certainly tested a lot more than Texas was. I'd pick Texas to start the series.
Yeah, I don't know about the SEC Big 12 argument. SEC did better in the postseason, but not stellar, just like the Big 12. So the SEC and Big 12 champs move on. They play in the national championship. I think Augie Garrido alluded to it a couple of times. He grasped how big this was. I mean, very, very, very rarely does this happen anymore where the best teams actually make it through the tournament and face off for the championship. And Cal State Fullerton, say what you want, they were the favorite coming in, according to Vegas. They were the 2 seed. They were ranked second. But it was all said and done. Texas and LSU were clearly the two best teams, and they got a chance to play. You just don't see that very often.
Well, you don't see it, I think, with that much storied history behind the programs. I mean, you might see, you know, a year where somebody, Georgia sneaks up there or somebody like that. North Carolina, Oregon State's done it a couple times. But the storied program, that really brought the focus. And Omaha represented, even with the heat, the people in the seats. It's still amazing to me, as hot as it was last night, as hot as it was Monday night, the people still showed up and supported that event.
Still amazing to me how big a dark Les Miles is. How many phones does he have?
They Good finally Lord. Got one picture of him without when he wasn't on his phone texting.
So LSU wins the national title.
That's it! LSU wins it!
How about this Mitchell kid, 3-run home run, tournament MVP?
it was it's tough to pick. You know, he's just one of the great stories of this for LSU. They had so many people produce offensively. They brought Gorilla Ball back to Omaha. Now, it's not the same Gorilla Ball when you look at the production. Almost double the home runs in back when Gorilla Ball was what LSU brought. But still, just pounded the ball. They were the best team, Doug. And Paul Mainieri, one of the best coaches in the land, gets his first national title. Now, maybe before at Notre Dame, yeah, he brought him to Omaha. But seriously, Notre Dame's a northern school. Realistically, probably didn't have, as far as the talent in Omaha to win there. Now he's got the talent, and he's going to have that program on that stage a lot of years in the future.
And Augie Garrido also said that LSU was a very fine and great baseball team.
LSU is a very fine college baseball team. They have a good combination of talent throughout their team, but they also have a great will and a great spirit about them. And whether it was Friday night when they rallied with two outs and scored two runs, or tonight when we scored to tie and they break open the game, that reveals the kind of character they have.
Garrido went on to say, you know, sometimes you just don't go out and have your best effort. I'm not sure Texas didn't. It's not like Texas played bad. LSU just played better.
I don't think we lost this tournament. I think that they won it. And it was a great effort that combined all of the things that go in, all of the ingredients of what baseball is about. And they overcame adversity. They came from behind. They did things that couldn't be done. They got good pitching when they needed it. They got tremendous defensive plays. So a well-deserved championship for LSU.
That's Texas coach Augie Garrido, who also said he plans to stick around to coach Texas for the foreseeable future. He says as long as he's healthy and continues to have a good attitude, he plans to continue. And then he had a quote, which I think is very fitting for you. Maybe on your tombstone years and years and years down the line. Augie said, quote, "You're going to get older, but you can stay immature forever."
There you go. You know, when you said something about if Augie would happen to won last night, would he ride off in the sunset? And I said, no, he'll be back. Because if you know anything about Augie Garrido, is he doesn't hunt, he doesn't fish, he doesn't golf. Baseball is his focus. That's his passion, and that's what drives him. And it doesn't matter whether you're 50 years old or 70 years old, he wants to be at the ballpark.
And referring to Cole Green of Texas, there's always stories out there, and probably few people know this, but Cole Green probably wasn't all that nervous, because here's a kid that was nearly killed when he was 14 years old. He was helping his father and grandfather in 2003. They were picking up petroleum pipes, fell off the bumper of a slow-moving pickup, which had a trailer attached. The trailer rolled on Green's leg, up his shoulder, suffered a punctured lung, a lacerated liver, ruptured vertebrae, and fractured ribs. And then he comes back and is able to heal up. His life's in the right direction, and then moves on and pitches in the national championship game. So LSU, Texas, I got to thinking, is this more exciting than college football, the bowls and the national championship?
No. No, I think all you got to do is look at the attendance. Incomparable, about one-fifth of the attendance. And you could have a 70,000. You wouldn't fill a 70,000 stadium like you do with football. Or you could have a 30. You wouldn't fill a 35,000.
Was this three-game series more exciting than Florida-Oklahoma?
It's awful good baseball.
Yeah, 7-0 in the second half, wasn't it? Or whatever. It was, you know, low scoring. You combine the attendance for the three games, you're at the same level as the national championship game of around 75,000.
Nationally, though, Doug, you don't have the focus that you do on that. I mean, it's night and day.
Yeah, just for a day or two. They were talking about it on all the television and radio over the last 3 days that the national championship was finally there. So there you go, 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up on the show today, it's Thursday, Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, joins us in our last segment. So if you've got a question for Joe, fire it off to us at our Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Also, Brad Archer is going to join us. He's the head coach of the Kearney Post 52 Juniors, state champions, national runners-up last year, regional runners-up last year. They're 23-2 after beating Lexington last night. 23-2 in American Legion baseball. Both Kearney teams, Post 52 and Runza, won last night. The 5 points juniors split a doubleheader in Central City. Grand Island Wells Fargo beat Hastings Johnson Imperial. Grand Island 5 points beat Hastings Runza. And then the senior game between Grand Island and Hastings was rained out last night. Tonight, it is going to be fan appreciation night up at Memorial Field for the Kearney Little Caesars seniors. They've changed the opponent. It's going to be not Broken Bow. It's going to be Central City. It is a senior doubleheader, and you can hear game two on our sister station, Power 99 FM, at 8 o'clock tonight. So that game coming up from Memorial Field, Central City coming in for the senior doubleheader with Kearney Little Caesars at 5:30 and 8 o'clock. Also, State Rodeo underway in Hastings. First go-around finishing up at this hour. Then the second performance of the first go-around is tonight at 6:30. Tomorrow, 9 and 6:30 in the finals. Saturday at 1:30. We've had some things happen since the show ended. UNK has named some wrestling people to their program. We talked about the volleyball additions. There is the all-century RMAC football team. As we said, all year the RMAC celebrating their 100th anniversary. When it gets that time for the sport, they'll release the men's tennis team or the women's basketball team or the cross country team or the, you know, basketball teams, whatever, volleyball. Well, they save football till the very end. The all RMAC century team is out. The best players to ever play since football began in 1909, the first sanctioned sport in the RMAC. One player from the University of Nebraska Kearney is on this all-time team, and Wizard White, some Heisman winners are on this list. Some winners are on this list. One player in the history of the University of Nebraska at Kearney is on this team, and he's not what they've decided is the best player. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll tell you who the best player in RMAC history is. So think about who you would pick, and who is the greatest player in UNK history? Because that's what they're saying if there's only one on the all-time RMAC team as far as UNK being in the league. Now, remember that. Remember that. Remember that. We're not talking back in the 60s and 70s with
Rich Ozentoski
or some of those, Kropp or Rasmussen or guys like that. This would be, you know, from the 90s on, I guess. So maybe just basically the last 20 years, who would be the best UNK player? Who would you pick? We'll tell you who the RMAC picked after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I can't believe they're still on the air.
Well, that's certainly not the first time we've heard that.
It was a hot summer day. We were listening to a ball game on the radio when she walked in. She was absolutely gorgeous, you know the kind. Said she was a rancher and that she wanted to make sure she had the right insurance coverage. She had a somewhat husky voice for a beautiful woman, and she had a very strange way of talking. She would elongate her words with a quality that almost made it seem like she was growling when she talked. We asked her if she had life insurance.
Life? No.
Car insurance?
Car. Yes. Hale Insurance.
Hale. No.
She was a strange dame, but she had a good idea. An insurance checkup. We started doing them for everyone. Come on down to see us and make sure your coverage is up to date. Get an insurance checkup. Barney Insurance. Call us at 237-2222. It's always something.
For generations, Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry needs. We're the experts on masonry and concrete products in the region with over 140 years of combined experience at our two locations. We're particular about who we deal with and what products we sell. With a high level of customer service at both locations, Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
People are talking about the Doug and Daddy blog at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's all good.
I'm surprised to hear that because that is new information.
You bet. The Doug and Daddy blog is all about insightful commentary and learned opinions from our dynamic duo.
Yep, can't they talk about
certain controversial issues, pretty much anything they want to talk about.
And of course, you got to talk back.
That story was completely inappropriate.
The Doug and Daddy blog on ESPNSuperstation.com. Let them know what you think.
July 4th is soon here, so why not save more on your fireworks? Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on Easy Auction. Get $30 worth of Marv's fireworks for only $20. But that's not all. From storm tickets to pickup truck covers and food certificates, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on Easy Auction anytime.
We'll see lots of sunshine develop throughout the day today with high temperatures around 97. Winds will also stay variable from 5 to 15. For tonight, there's a slight chance for some storms developing with lows around 70. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 82.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Andy Roddick is advanced to the third round at Wimbledon. He beat Igor Kunitsin, or Kunitsin, something like that.
Beat it, Igor.
Of course, it took four sets. Has Roddick ever swept anyone, ever? I mean, ever? Let's get to the good stuff. Miguel Olivo homered on the first pitch of the 11th inning, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Houston Astros 4-3.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Way at, way at, way at, way at. Now there you go, there you go. Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly. Do the peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Which takes us to the Dent Popper inbox. Chris from Lawrence says, hey, Doug and Daddy, I never have been a supporter of instant replay in professional baseball, but after last night's game with the Astros, I may change my mind. Mike Jacobs' blast off the left field wall and into the glove of Jason Michaels that was ruled a double play would have been the end of the game and a Royals loss had they not got the call right. I guess if there's going to be blind spots in the outfield, replay would be a good idea. Nice design, Astros. Chris from Lawrence, yeah. A little controversy there, but they got it right, and the Royals go on to win.
Yeah, Soria blows the save, then he picks up the win. So the Mexicutioner not doing exactly what he was supposed to do, but, hey, we get out of there with another one-run victory.
All right, your guess. Best, the only UNK player to make the All-RMAC team.
Derek, you go first.
My guess is Richie Ross.
My guess was Justine Coleman.
The top 24 players and head coach in RMAC football history have been selected to help the RMAC celebrate its 100th anniversary. The RMAC is the fourth oldest conference in the country and the most historic in the western U.S. Yeah, go to Highland. That's pretty historic. Who is the best? Okay, UNK. Let's start there. One player selected on the RMAC all-time team from UNK. That player is?
It's got to be Justin.
Harlan Hill finalist Justin Coleman, quarterback out of McCook.
Yes, I do that.
Byron Wizard White from Colorado won the Heisman, used to be in the RMAC. Not named the best player in the history of the RMAC.
He won the Heisman Trophy, did not win.
Was not named the best player in the history of the RMAC.
Is Woodhead on there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Danny Woodhead named the top offensive player. Kevin Homer of Shadron State named the top defensive player. Don Beebe not on here.
That would have been before the RMAC. Before they were in the RMAC, probably.
Could be. Offense, Danny Woodhead, Byron Wizard-White, Earl Dutch Clark of Colorado College, Chad Freehoff, Colorado Mines, Don Cockcroft, Adam State, Bill Rhodes, Western State, Michael Vaughn, Mesa State, Herman Hurd, Pueblo, Frank Christensen, University of Utah, Bobby Says, Adams State, Joe Planaski, Shadron State. Planaski. What was he, a punter last year? Defense, best players, we said, Kevin Homer, Shadron State. Shane Carwin, Western State. Sonny Holland, Montana State. Daryl McKinnerney, Mesa State. Josh Hotchkiss, Western State. Sergeant Bulldog graduate Casey Barron of Shadron State, named to the all-time defensive team. Scott Wiedemann, Adams State. Ed McGlone, Colorado Mines. Dan DeRose, Pueblo. Jeff Tootle from Mesa State. Adam McGurk, Adams State. Bill Campbell, Western State. Who's the greatest coach in the history of the RMAC?
Well, defensive coordinator, I'm going to say Bob Crocker. I don't know. I have no idea.
With a record of 110 and 39. Now, I'm looking here. Fort Hays State didn't have anybody make the team. Really? The all-time coach with a record of 110 and 39, 81 and 25 of the RMAC. Five RMAC championships, four NCAA playoffs, three-time RMAC coach of the year.
Oh, Boyle.
From 19...
What?
He's been the coach 4 years.
Oh, I didn't know that.
His predecessor, though, Brad Smith of Shadron State, named the RMAC all-time football coach. Coached there from 91 to 2004, of course. He's the athletic director and has been that since 1989.
Only one Loper. I know the history doesn't go back that far, but Derek's upset about it.
Chad Freehoff, really? Really?
You're getting shunned.
Really?
Loper's getting shunned again.
Oh, I don't know. So anyway, there you go. There's a little news from the RMAC. UNK wrestling coach Mark Bauer has four high school seniors, two junior college transfers who are coming to UNK. They include Riley Allen of Grand Island, George Billy from Burke, Virginia, Ben Honesey from Monette, Missouri, Matt Katuzin from Omaha Scott, Zach Staroska from Grand Island Central Catholic, and Anthony Varnell out of Spokane, Washington. That's some good recruiting budget there. So there you go. A couple of other notes, and then Brad Archer's going to join us here after our next break on the Doug and Daddy Show. J.C. Stevenson of Grand Island fires a 76 to win the Women's State Stroke Play Championship at the Lincoln Country Club by one shot over Wichita State sophomore Abby Bartlett, also of Grand Island, and Donovan sophomore-to-be Danielle Lemick. Stevenson did bogey the 18th, but neither of her competitors could do anything. So there you go. Congratulations to J.C. Stevenson.
Another trophy.
So put that on the mantle. Congratulations. The kids from our area, the ladies from our area, did pretty good. Katie Kaiser from Gothenburg finished in fifth. Jonah Jeffries of Grand Island finished in sixth. Now it's the men. The Nebraska Match Play Championship underway at this hour at Willow Lakes Golf Course in Bellevue. Defending finalist champion Brandon Crick and runner-up Josh Reinertsen. McCook and Gibbon didn't have to qualify. They get in automatically 1 and 2. Some of the area golfers that did qualify, the youngster Chris Kelzer of Wood River. Josh Reinertsen of Gibbon made it in automatically, but he's the only Reinertsen that did. Paul did not play, and Riley, you needed 77 to make the playoff. He shot 79, and Jordan is struggling through some issues, so he didn't make it. Devin Kassler, UNK golfer, Ben Porter made it. Nate Yeager from Lexington playing at Nebraska Wesleyan. He is in there as well. John Hurley shot 69 yesterday, and he is in. But that Sajovic kid, Andy Sajovic, was the medalist, a 5-under-67 yesterday. One Class A, just came off the junior championship, and now he goes in good shape here. So that's going on in Bellevue.
Amazing, some of the scores. I mean, he's obviously was a senior in high school. Is that right, Sajovic?
Yeah, he
was. One
of the
classmates, yeah, so he'll be moving on.
One other thing, Daddy, Shaquille O'Neal to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Your thoughts?
Well, immediately you think, oh, great, what an addition. They're going to have a force inside. But it's not the same Shaquille O'Neal. How many games in an 82-game season is Shaquille O'Neal going to be able to? I mean, how many minutes per game? I bet he doesn't play, what, 45% of the time at most?
If you look at Shaquille O'Neal's career, Daddy, though, every time he's gone from one team to another, generally that first season he plays pretty well. I mean, his first season with the Lakers from the Magic was awesome. His first season with the Heat, awesome. I mean, he was a good player. He's been a good player in his first year, and I think championship to Cleveland next year with this addition. Absolutely, because if you look at LeBron, he one of the big aspects of LeBron's game that could use some help is his post play. You don't see him play a whole lot in the post, and he's got all that body. He's obviously going to have to pick that up later on in his career. Who better to teach him, who better to show him the ropes than a big man like Shaq? And not only that, but just his career experience in general. I think LeBron can learn a lot from Shaq.
Well, we'll see how many minutes. You get the halfway point, and he's healthy. That's going to be so critical because he's getting older.
Really, Afro Man? Really? Wow.
What?
No, Derek. They're going to win the NBA championship next year.
Yeah.
Afro Man.
Come on. LeBron had nobody around him last year. Who's he playing with for big men? Ben Wallace and Anderson Varejao?
So he's got Shaq.
Yeah, he's got Shaq, exactly.
Shaq won't be able to get the hell out of the way when LeBron's coming down the lane.
I think this will change the dynamic of that team a little bit. I think LeBron matures a lot more with Shaq, and I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and predict a championship.
Well, okay, you get rid of Ben Wallace and who?
Ben Wallace, Sasha Pavlovich, and a second-round pick next year.
How do you get rid of Sasha, man?
Pavlovich didn't do much down the stretch last year.
And Iguodala and Shaq, and then you got LeBron. I don't know.
I'm saying the excitement level in Cleveland's got to be off the. I mean, they've got to be ecstatic.
Yeah, because they're going to have trouble selling tickets. So let's bring in Shaq.
Why wouldn't Shaq want to go out on top? His contract's going to expire next season. They can win a championship. You know he wants to. Wants to go out on top.
Well, now that Kobe picked one up.
Exactly. More incentive.
Dead Popper inbox. Ken wants to know if Kyle Farnsworth is done for the year. Didn't see what happened to him last night. No word. He got hurt. No word what the story is there.
Do have a little bit of a word on Alex Gordon. Going to have a little bit. He was cleared for minor league hitting and looks to return right after the All-Star break. That is the latest word on Alex Gordon. So,
Omaha.
I wonder where they'll send him.
Omaha. I wonder if they'll call him up. Hey, folks, don't forget the Prairie Hills four-person scramble is coming up this weekend. Deadline to get in is tomorrow. This is a four-person scramble, Saturday and Sunday. And here's the deal. You can have a practice round Friday as well for just $20. Four flights, cash payout. Did I mention cash payout? 8 a.m. and 1:30 shotgun Saturday. All teams will tee off at 10 o'clock on Sunday. They've got a great meal for you on Saturday night, catered by the Alley Rose. For more information or to register, call 308-388-5115. 388-5115 for the Prairie Hills Golf four-person scramble. Additional prizes, par three contests, flag prizes, everything paid out in cold, hard cash. That's going on this weekend. Find out more, Calcutta included, at Prairie Hills, 388-5115.
Straight cash, homies.
Let's take a break, and we will be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll catch up with Kearney Post 52 coach Brad Archer after this.
And now here's another insightful comment from a Doug and Daddy listener.
Sellouts, that's what they are, the dirty sellouts for the almighty dollar.
And that's why you so seldom hear listener comment solicitations on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You know, Golic, our partnership with Bass Pro Shops is a great one.
You know, Greeny, I agree with that.
Even though some, like you, continue to exaggerate my daintiness while ruthlessly cutting down my masculinity.
There's little left to cut, my friend.
Regardless, Bass Pro Shops and ESPN just go together.
Especially if you're a guy like me.
And thank goodness I'm not.
Thank you, Greeny. Bass Pro Shops is a great partner to have. You know, if you actually dare to go outside.
Yeah, like Golic in a quadruple X shirt, it's a perfect fit.
Rain. What harm could a little water do to your deck? An inch of rainfall over 1 acre equals 27,000 gallons. That's roughly 1.5 gallons per square foot. Count the square feet of your deck. Now multiply by the inches of rain that fall on that wood annually. You don't need to do the math to know all that water adds up. Made with the finest oils and pigments, Cabot stains have been protecting wood against rain for over 130 years. Cabot. Our performance is legendary. Visit CabotStain.com for the retailer nearest you.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish?
The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bedliners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bedliner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA-eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We'll see lots of sunshine develop throughout the day today with high temperatures around 97. Winds will also stay variable from 5 to 15. For tonight, there's a slight chance for some storms developing with lows around 70. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 82.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you back with us on this Thursday.
It's got a good feel to it. Who do we got here, Derek?
I'm glad you requested this.
Some Shinedown.
Oh, yeah. Very popular song. Everybody loves this.
This guy's really mad, isn't he? Another grunge rocker that's just PO'd at the world. But thank God he quit doing drugs after his baby was born. So, yay for you. Good job. Way to be you.
Hey. Haley's Comet's not coming tonight, I don't think. Go see The Hangover, folks. It's a little tidbit.
1-888-455-ESPN. I win. I had the unders. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Brad Archer set to join us in just a couple of moments. NBA Draft is tonight. You'll be able to hear a lot of that right here on ESPN Radio, if you are so inclined. Also, Joe DiMeo is going to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget, that's coming up in our last segment of the program today. A lot of things going on. Grand Island hosting the National 4-H Shooting Sports Challenge going on this week as well. That has just become so big, and that's going on in Grand Island. Got underway yesterday and continues through the weekend.
Doug, I'm going to put you on the spot right now. You've got the number 2 pick overall. Who do you take?
Trade.
You trade?
Automatic trade. Automatic trade. I mean, if they're telling you to take this kid from Spain, you trade.
Derek, who do you take?
You trade down and you get what you need.
With the number 1 pick?
No, number 2.
On number 2 pick, I'd probably go with the beat. 7'3", can add some muscle on him. He's got a big upside there, so.
Trade it.
Okay, well, we'll see what they do.
Well, we're glad you're with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show today. There's some great baseball being played, as usual, around the Tri-Cities. And once again, the Kearney Class A Junior team, Post 52, continues to do some great things out there. And right now, they're coming off back-to-back wins in their last two contests, and they've been winning a whole lot of baseball games. They're 23-2 on the season, Daddy.
And well, that's why we're going to check them out and see what their head coach thinks about that record right now. Brad Archer joins us. Arch, how are you this morning?
Doing great.
Brad, what happened in the two losses? Because Daddy always likes to focus on the negative.
Well, we ran into some really good competition. No, we two losses. We played Millard West, and they threw a kid that was their number three pitcher on their varsity this spring, and they kept him down so he could play a position and get in some at-bats. But he did a great job. He probably threw in the middle 80s and had a good curveball and a slider, and it was actually a great game. We had the lead 2-1 going into the fifth, but they were able to pull away.
Archie, you know, it's one thing, you talk about the competition level, and you guys go out and you face teams all over the state and don't shy away from anybody. You want to see the teams actually before the state tournament that you will see at the state tournament. It'd be one thing to go around and play Atwood, Kansas, and Colby and get a bunch of wins. You guys don't do that.
No, we haven't, and you're exactly right. One thing we try to do is schedule who we think is going to be in the state tournament. Obviously, that can change from year to year, but if you play Creighton Prep every year and Omaha West Side and Millard West and Millard South and those people, there's a good shot you're going to see them in the state tournament. So we want to, like you said, we want to be able to play them during the season, kind of see where we're at and where they're at.
Brad Archer joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach at Kearney Post 52, came off a state championship last year, and for the first time got to go on after that and were runner-up in what I believe it was called a regional. But, Brad, you lost a lot of kids off that team. Did you expect to get off to such a hot start this year?
Well, you never know going from year to year, but we did have four kids back, and two of those were starters last year, and the other two kids were able to play quite a bit. And we ended up getting four or five kids off the 5 points team from last year, and then we added four really good freshmen. So we knew going in that we were going to be competitive because we thought we had three or four pitchers back from last year, plus the addition of a couple other kids that at least we'd be able to compete, especially on the mound, and that's held true.
Arch, what I guess a simple question is, what do you feel is the strength of this team? Because, heck, you guys are pitching well at times and winning games, you know, 3-0, and then you're also going out and scoring a lot of runs at times and blowing people out offensively.
Well, I think, you know, anytime, especially during the Legion season, you're talking about playing a number of games in a short period of time. So a lot of times we just try to look ahead and try to match our pitchers up with what we think the other teams have. Now, sometimes you get in tournaments and you can't do that because we're also in the middle of trying to win a league championship as well. But we've been able to, for the most part, match up our best pitchers against some of the better teams that have come in. And so, consequently, we've had some low-scoring games with them. And then some of the other games we know going in, we're probably going to have to score some runs because we're a little bit down in the order as far as our pitching rotation is concerned. But and we've been able to do that this year, and that's basically the way it went last year as well.
Brad Archer, head coach at Kearney Post 52, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Throw out a couple names there, Arch. I know a couple injuries have hurt the team, but you still have a pretty solid pitching staff and a couple of kids that are smacking the ball around real well for you.
Yeah, we really do. We've kind of put together this record despite having some injuries. Dylan Schroeder broke his hand kind of in the preseason, so he missed the last four weeks of the preseason and then the two first weeks of the season itself. But and then the day that he came back, the night before, we lost Grady Kowalski to a knee injury, probably for the rest of the year. And then Derek Schreiner, who was our five hitter, has been out for a week or so with some back problems. So we've been able to do some things despite the injuries. And if you come to some of our games, it's not uncommon to see a kid on the mound and then maybe two innings later in the outfield, and then we bring in another pitcher and he's back in the infield. So we've been able to rise above that to this point in time. But right now, as I said, we got four kids back from last year. Blake Johnson's having another great year. He's been our leadoff hitter for 2 years. Taylor Fish, who I think at the junior level is probably one of the best catchers in the state, if not the best, and definitely could be on the varsity, but our last two starting catchers are still up there. So fortunately for us, he's with us, and he's one of our top two pitchers as well. Zach Devin, who was on the team last year, played kind of in a backup role. We knew we'd have him back, and he's done an excellent job on the mound and is a very good third baseman. And then Martin Hobelman, who was a backup catcher last year and played primarily in the outfield this year, has had an outstanding year. He bats number two in the lineup and does a great job handling the bat, hitting the ball to the right side, hitting behind the runners, and does a great job as far as bunting and being able to move over Blake when Blake gets on base. So, like I said, we've got four kids back from last year. We've got a good nucleus from off of 5 points, and then we have four really good freshmen in Kowalski and Trey Anderson and Derek Schreiner. and I'm leaving one of the freshmen out, but a really good nucleus of kids. So it's been a lot of fun.
Arch, I think everybody goes back to that experience last year in the regional, and how well you guys competed there. They're not going to do that this year, and that doesn't necessarily break your heart.
No, not really. You know, our goals for the season, obviously, number one is to have fun, but then we put a lot of emphasis on the Cornhusker League, so that's the first thing we try to take care of. And then once that's over, then we kind of set our goals for districts and state. And last year we were fortunate enough to win the state tournament for the second year in a row, and last year was the first year they did have the regional. But to be honest with you, know, all of our emphasis was on the state tournament, and as it worked out last year, that was a tough state tournament. Even though we had an outstanding record, there was one game against Westside where they had runners at second and third, and one hit would have beat us. And then the next night in the undefeated game, Scott had bases loaded with the score being tied and a full count, and we were able to get out of that inning and go into extra innings. And so even though we were had that great record last year, it's pretty tough when you get to state tournament time. And it was a ride, but... You know, we took care of the Nebraska State Tournament, and the regional started the next day, and we probably didn't roll in for that until about 3 in the morning because we went right to the regional from the state tournament. And to be honest with you, I think our kids were kind of worn out. And it took us a couple days to kind of get back in the thick of things. Some of those teams that were in that regional, their state tournament was over the week before, so they were pretty refreshed and ready to go and had kind of regrouped. And we were just coming off winning the state tournament, which was our number one goal. But after a couple days of playing, our kids kind of got back into it.
Brad Archer joins us here for another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. You guys have a real busy schedule all summer long, and that's the case between now and the 4th of July weekend. This weekend you're on the road playing some baseball in Lincoln. Who's going to be maybe paper-wise your toughest competition with Southeast and Pius and East and some of those teams?
Well, we have not seen Lincoln East this year. We played Pius 3 times early in the year, and we were able to handle them. But I know they've improved. They were young starting out. But Lincoln Southeast has a very solid team. They were out here last weekend for our tournament. We didn't play them in the tournament because we try to schedule the out-state teams versus the Omaha teams when they come out. But they have a great squad. They were good last year, and they have a lot of returners this year. And I know they've got they're kind of like Millard West. They have a kid that started on their varsity in the spring as far as a pitcher's concerned, and he's on their JV here, and so we're kind of planning on maybe seeing him. I watched him pitch last weekend in that tournament, and he's the real deal, and they've got a solid squad. So Southeast, I think they're about 15-5, somewhere in there, so a solid record.
Brad, last question before we get you out of here. We're a month away from the state tournament starting, and I know that's a long way away when you've got so many games between now and then, but with Kearney hosting, you're already in. Do you already have a plan of attack when you head to districts, or do you play like it doesn't matter where state is?
Well, we're going to play like it doesn't matter. As you guys well know, the state tournament's not seeded, and I hadn't really looked at the state tournament brackets yet until the Westside coach was talking about it here about a week ago, but if you look at that bracket, we're going to have our work cut out for us if we win the district, because Area 1, Area 2, Area 3, and then our area, Area 7, are all in the same bracket with the other four, the other three areas plus the host in the other bracket. So once again, we're looking forward to that. But as you said, there's a lot of games to be played. But when that point in time comes, now we'll try and win the district and do things the right way. And hopefully it works out for us.
Arch, really appreciate the time this morning. And if you can keep overcoming your assistant coaches, you guys will be there in the end.
them and some other guys I could name as well.
Brad, best of luck this weekend. Thanks for the time.
Right.
Brad
right,
Archer,
thanks.
He's the head coach, Kearney Post 52, with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, they head to Lincoln for doubleheaders starting at noon on Saturday and Sunday. Pius and Southeast on Saturday, Southeast and East on Sunday. What are you telling me? We got signals and stuff. Let's got the Dent Popper inbox. Joe DeMeo is going to join us in just a moment here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And don't forget, this afternoon we've got Royals baseball as they get ready to take on the Houston Astros. So let's take a break. And we'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
An outstanding presentation. An outstanding.
When your engine's running clean, you feel it. So have you ever asked yourself how well your oil cleans? Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil has active cleansing agents that clean out up to 46% of sludge in your first oil change and continue to clean in your next change. And when your engine's running clean, that's a great feeling. Pennzoil Platinum, our ultimate clean for your ultimate feeling. Not just oil, Pennzoil. Results based on severe sludge cleanup test using SAE 5W30.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on select patio sets. You'll save 25% or more. But keep your seat. It gets better. Put those savings towards something to enjoy while sitting pretty on the patio. Like a new flat of flowers, a new grill, or maybe some outdoor lighting for those cool evenings you'll spend thanks to our new lower prices on select patio sets. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam. Because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a Trane.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous Black Angus Nebraskaland 8-ounce sirloin tip steak dinner for a reduced price of $8.85. That includes a potato and a country fresh salad bar. Dinner starts at 5 o'clock, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon and tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see lots of sunshine develop throughout the day today with high temperatures around 97. Winds will also stay variable from 5 to 15. For tonight, there's a slight chance for some storms developing with lows around 70. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now, 82.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We hear from Crazy Chris, the only Iowa State Cyclone fan that we know. He starts off and says, hello, gentlemen, if that's what they still consider you two. Yeah, whatever, Crazy. First of all, I would like to say, go Tigers, and he spelled it the correct Louisiana way. What a great finish to the College World Series, a good three-game battle between two powerhouse programs. I'm glad for Paul Maneri. He seems like a genuinely good guy. Both teams definitely had some talented players, and it was fun to watch. As a side note, anyone notice how ESPN and everyone covering the event is starting to miss Rosenblatt already? Seemed to be the sentiment to me. And in other news, and this is what he really wants to get to, it was announced today that the Iowa State Cyclones will be taking on none other than the Duke Blue Devils in college hoops next year at the United Center in Chicago. I hope that's men's. This is a sweet deal for the team and the conference, in my opinion. Great exposure in a big city with an ESPN telecast showcasing talents like Craig Brackens. The Clones will likely lose, but it's still a good thing for the program. I think it's great that a non-perennial power in the Big 12 gets a look for a game like this. Any thoughts? P.S. Daddy, stop corrupting America's youth.
You know what, Craig Brackens, it'll be interesting to see how he does against competition like Duke, because most of those frontline guys in the Big 12 have left, and he's kind of one of those star players coming back.
It's Thursday. That means FantasyPlayersEdge.com, and Joe DeMeo joins us. We talked baseball. We even talked a little football last week. Joe, Shaquille O'Neal got traded. Should I pick him up on my fantasy basketball team for next year?
I would go with LeBron James first. if you're gonna take a Cavalier, I'd go with LeBron first. Shaquille is still a big body, but his game was, and I know he has something to prove because Kobe won without him. So let's see, if he can provide enough for LeBron. But he's got to be an upgrade over what is the guy's name? Varejao.
Varejao.
Yeah, there you go. He's got to be an upgrade over that particular player.
Joe, I want to start with the Los Angeles Dodgers. The way they've been able to get it done without Manny has got to be surprising everybody out there. In fantasy circles, who has done it for them?
The quick answer is all of them. Juan Pierre has been amazing. Orlando Huston's been solid. Furcal has come on. Ethier finally started to hit a little bit without Manny in the lineup. James Loney has all of a sudden found a power stroke. Russell Martin actually hit a home run, Goliowski, and Matt Kemp has been just extraordinary, although his power stroke is not phenomenal. He has 9 home runs. He's got 16 stolen bases. Casey Blake has outperformed at third base. We can just go on and on. Just about every Dodger you can name has taken upon himself or even the coaching staff to just plug in the right pieces to account for Manny. In fact, I wouldn't be shocked, Doug Daddy, to see the Dodgers actually let down a little bit when Manny gets back.
Joe DiMeo joins us from FantasyPlayersEdge.com, your home for all the fantasy news you need. And, of course, this time of year, it's baseball. Joe, Brad Lidge expected to come off the DL. Who has went on the DL in the last week that's going to be a concern? We know Coco Crisp isn't going to put up a ton of big numbers for the Royals, but locally that's one of them. Who's some other names that are going to cause you to adjust your roster or look for somebody to pick up?
Yeah, we got some ugly stuff going on out there in DL America. Ridge is supposed to be activated today, finally. He's been activated every day for the last 3 days. Today looks like today. Let's stay with the closers for a minute. Matt Lindstrom was added to the DL with a strained elbow. He could miss upwards of 6 weeks. Nunez is the likely guy to close, or Calero when he comes up to disable this. So what happens last night? Nunez has a tweaked ankle. Dan Meyer comes in just to bollocks it up more, gets the save. So you're wondering, you're really actually wondering exactly what's going to happen down there. If anybody on the broadcast is needing saves, try Nunez. But in these types of situations, they're never quite clear. I don't even think that Gonzalez knows exactly which way he's going to go with this. And another interesting development, by the way, for some reason, Frank Francisco set up C.J. Wilson for a save against Arizona yesterday. I found that humorous, but in true Ron Washington fashion, anything like that is predictable. A couple of major notes. Brandon Webb looks like he may be done, but wait for the official announcement. He's got a torn labrum, I think. Wait for the official announcement. Edison Volquez is shut down now for probably till the All-Star break. Josh Altman, who, by the way, is having an extraordinary season, is on the DL with a strained elbow. Might be more than 2 weeks. Ricky Nolasco is brilliant. He just came out of hibernation from the minors. He's still on your waiver wires. Forget what he did in the beginning of the year. Just grab him and play him. Enjoy him. John Main, have one more start in the minors. We'll be back late next week. You can take a flyer on Main, but I like taking a flyer on the Mets, Fernando Nieve, who has been pitching lights out for those guys. And lastly, Oliver Perez looks like he'll be back in a week or so. Who cares?
Joe, you know what? I'm going to go back to the National League West, one of the hottest teams in baseball. They trade their manager, get rid of him, and just continue to win ball games. That's the Colorado Rockies. Now, I don't think they'll overtake the Dodgers, but can they certainly keep this hot streak up and make a run for the wild card?
No, you can't. You can't keep playing at this level. You can't keep winning 15 out of 17 or 17 out of 19, whatever it is statistically. You can't keep doing that. But what they have done is injected themselves right in the middle of the wild card race. I agree with you. I don't think they can catch the Dodgers because the Dodgers are too deep. They're just not a kind of team that's going to fall apart. As long as their pitching holds up and stays healthy, young Kershaw is inconsistent. We know that. Kuroda is a good pitcher. He's back. Billingsley is one of the top arms in baseball. You know, we know these things. Their bullpen is solid with Troncoso and certainly Broxton at the end of it. And their lineup is strong. So I don't think the Rockies can overtake them. But Colorado has injected themselves right back in this thing. And if they can pitch a little bit, if Aaron Cook can stay consistent, if Ubaldo Jimenez can just stay, remotely effective over the next 5 or 6 weeks, there's a chance that the Rockies can kind of displace, you know, either the Giants, good heavens, the Mets, who I still think are going to be in this thing, and one of the teams from the Central, most likely the Cubs or the Brewers, or the Cardinals, depending on how that whole thing shakes out. The nice part about the Rockies is they're a dark horse, so they don't have a lot of pressure on them. From the point of view of their fantasy roster, Todd Helton's been fantastic. Brad Hawke has been terrific. Clint Barnes is starting to hit a little bit if somebody needs middle infield. Troy Tulowitzki has all of a sudden come alive under Tracy's leadership. He's like a different player altogether, and he's reminiscent of what he did in the early part of 2000, late part of 2007, early part of 08. So there's a lot of things right now going on. I mean, come on, even Garrett Atkins is hitting. I mean, the stars have to be aligned somewhere over the Rocky Mountains right now. Yeah, Garrett Atkins, he was auditioning for another team, but he had 3 hits last night and a home run. So when you're getting that kind of stuff up and down the lineup, you're going to make a run at people.
We actually have an email here today. Joe wants to ask you about Kevin Gregg.
Yeah, he's inconsistent. I appreciate the question. Thank you, emailer, for me personally, Doug. And Kevin Gregg has been inconsistent. Last week he recorded 2 wins back-to-back and a save. Last night, or 2 nights ago, he comes in and kind of gets lit up. I would still employ him. I would still use him if there are no better alternatives. And I mean Leo Nunez, Mike McDonald, Jason Frazier are not better alternatives.
There are a lot of words on this email that we can't say on the air, so I just limited it to Kevin Gregg.
Okay, so expletive deleted. Yes, that's you, Daddy. Expletive deleted. I'll just say, suck it up, employ him, take the good with the very bad, because the options, unless there are better options, the options are much, much worse.
We want to thank Chris and Carney for firing that email off to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, Joe, we'll be heading into the 4th of July weekend next week, so that's always a fun time for baseball. And right now, baseball is about all that's going on the national scene. So we look forward to keeping up to date with you. And as always, thanks for the time. We'll see you next Thursday.
You bet, guys. It's a joy to work with you. And let me just shout out to the good people in Nebraska. Keep playing the game hard and get the edge when you lead. Take good care, gents.
Take care, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Find out more information, all the information you did need. Joe DiMeo joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Before we get out of here, Daddy, one more thing that you want to mention. We've got a benefit coming up here.
Yeah, benefit going on Sunday, June 28th. It's going on at Holy Cross Lutheran Church. We've mentioned Matt and Brooke, Lucas Savage. They've got a 10-month-old little boy from Kearney. He underwent brain surgery to remove a tumor on the right side of his brain. The tumor has been diagnosed as cancerous. However, at this time, doctors have yet to determine what kind of cancer. Once this is determined, Aiden will undergo chemotherapy. The Lucas Savage family is currently seeking medical advice out of state and major cancer centers. So I believe they're in Memphis at the St. Jude's Cancer Center.
Sunday, can we help out here?
June 28th, 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock, Holy Cross Lutheran Church. It's a benefit for Aiden. Show up. A free will donation will be taken, and
they're going to feed you.
Hopefully, people come out and support Aiden and what's going on with the Lucas Savage family.
That is this Sunday. So yeah, wow, yeah. They're not sure what kind of cancer. It doesn't matter. It's not. Yeah. There's nothing good about that at all. The ESPYs. Have we forgot about those? Do we even care? They've announced some of the nominations. Shawn Johnson, your gold medalist gymnast, not one of the 5. Female Athlete of the Year nominees. I'm serious. If there's 2 up there, I don't know who they are.
Have you read?
I don't know who they are. Royals baseball coming up at the bottom of the hour. 1:10 first pitch against the Houston Astros. NBA draft coverage of that tonight. Don't forget we've got some baseball on Power 99 FM tonight. Central City traveling to take on Kearney Little Caesars. A doubleheader. We'll have the 8 o'clock game. And then they go to Holdridge tomorrow night. And we'll have that game for you on Power 99 as well. And, of course, Mike will taking care of the Hastings baseball scene. The home game's on 1230 AM KHAS. We want to thank Joe DiMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com for joining us today, and Brad Archer, the manager of Post 52 Juniors here in Kearney.
I want to thank JP for shooting us an email. Our friend from Elwood reminding us the biggest interleague games of the season start tomorrow. Pirates, Royals.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drill.
Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!